Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, delinquents of all ages. What's up? It's your boy, Sarge. How was your eclipse yesterday? Was it crazy? Did the world end? Did, what's it called where you're taken into space? The rapture? Did the rapture happen for anybody? If it did, can you take me with you? America's lost its mind, if anybody was curious. It is, completely and utterly lost its mind. Why? I'll tell you why. There are people saying death to America in America. And we're fine with this? This shit wouldn't fly in any other country. There's no chance, no way, no delusional being on the face of this earth. Okay, if you said death to China in China, what the fuck, what do you think would happen to you? I mean, you gotta give the communists something when it comes to discipline, right? Russia's not exactly a democratic republic, right? Even though they like to call themselves a democracy. But, I mean, Putin's won, I don't know, 6 elections. And the people that run against them are dead. So you got that going for you. But if you were to say, I don't know, death to Russia in Russia, what do you think would happen to you? I got a promise for you people, okay? When you say death to America in America, we're gonna make you die in America. How about that? You don't want the fight. To all the illegal immigrants and the refugees coming in here, military age men trying to start some shit, please do. Please fucking do. Please do. Okay? We don't have red in our flag for no reason. It's for blood. And if it's going to be yours, then so be it. It's going to be yours. Death to America. In America. Have you lost your goddamn mind? Do you know who the fuck we are? Oh, man. The Biden administration's a fucking joke. Alright? Robert Hur, the special counsel that talked to Joe Biden on the 8th about the classified documents, right? The Republican council committee is trying to get the audio from those interviews. And what's his name? God dang it. Oh God, it'll come to me. Anyway, it was denied. It was denied because they think Republicans are going to use it for campaigning. You don't get to decide what the governing party of the executive branch, the commission that oversees the oversight committee, that's what they're called, that oversees the executive branch. You don't get to dictate what they get to have and what they don't get to have. Are you nuts? Our government is upside down and backwards. We are no longer a democratic republic. We're not. We're not. It's fighting time. It's funny because this movie Civil War just came out, which is pretty fucking funny, if you ask me. I mean, the timing, right? The timing of it is ridiculous. Oh, man. Morgan Wallen was arrested and released right away because he threw a chair out of 6-story bar. And it landed next to some cops. This dude's got a drinking problem. Okay? I mean, it is what it is. Get some help there, chief. Because if that chair fucking hit somebody from 6 flights up, they'd be dead. They'd quite possibly be dead or maimed. Or just crippled. It landed on, like, the street next to some cops. You got lucky. But he was released. On whatever, I don't know what they do in Tennessee. It was in Nashville. Oh man, Tuesdays are the worst. I mean, at least on Thursdays you'd be like, oh, tomorrow's Friday. Tuesdays are like, oh, it's not even halfway through the week. It's like, oh God, I hate Tuesdays. I feel like I said the exact same thing last week. But I'm also on like phones, which sucks, because I'm constantly just checking emails, and I don't want to, man, I just, like, when I'm off work, When I'm done, I'm done. I want to be done. I don't want to be the guy, oh, you need to check the emails all the time, you know. I leave my sound on all the time, you know, just so if an email comes in at, you know, 2 a.m., like, I'm checking it. Like, good for you there, guy. That's why your position is one little step over mine, okay? You get to do that shit. I don't get to do that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I lack the motivation. Oh, don't you want to climb the ladder? Don't you want to be a high... No. No, I don't. I'm going to be doing things, and eventually one of those things is going to bite, and I'm going to get the fuck out of what I'm doing while I'm trying to get to do those other things. Whether it's the book or the podcast or whatever. Yeah, I'm not going to be... This job is ridiculous. I've been doing this for 11... going on 12 years. Oh, I've had back surgery. I mean, seriously. It's not the healthiest. I never was home. I missed a whole bunch of my kids growing up and stuff. A lot of important things. I had to work my days off with under the threat of, you know, punishment because I was too ignorant to... understand and be like, no, this is my day off. Go fuck yourself. And the cool thing is, I could have said, go fuck yourself, and I wouldn't have been fired. Because they need me more than I need them. And especially now, oh my god, I could go anywhere in the world doing what I do here. Anywhere. Anywhere. Wherever somebody needs, you know, oil, gas, chemicals, sampled, inspected, tested, I'm your guy. I can do it. I'm thinking about fucking Japan, but I like the Second Amendment too much, so I don't know. We'll see. I'm definitely not going to California. Not going to Washington. Florida's tempting. Tennessee, Ohio River Valley seems kind of tempting, but I might just end up in Oklahoma and call it a day. Yeah, fucking Oklahoma. Middle of nowhere. Oklahoma. They might be building a, like a refinery out in Oklahoma. Finally, building a refinery. Like, we need to build one. We could have multiple ones. We were self-sufficient before. If we build the refineries that we're capable of building with the oil product that I know we could produce, I think our gas prices would be like 50 cents. And I'm not even fucking kidding you. Like 50 cents a gallon. No shit. No lie. A barrel of oil, a barrel, would cost like a buck. Not kidding. That's how much we have. And the earth is the earth. Okay? There's a lot of fossil fuels. A lot. So much. It's not hurting anything. You guys heard my little climate spiel last time. You guys heard it. Oh, man. Does anybody feel like it's like the calm before the storm a little bit? There was an eclipse. There's, you know, people are watching NCAA women's basketball. If that doesn't tell you it's the end of days, then I don't know what will, because oh, my. Oh, my God. I watched it. The last two Iowa Hawkeyes games, I watched them both. Caitlin Clark is like something special. That chick's amazing. Amazing. Too bad her team kind of choked. But it is what it is, man. You win as a team and you lose as a team. Caitlin Clark, you know how much money she made last year? Or this year? $3.1 million. $3.1 million. That's insane to me. And slightly impressive at the same time. No lie. Crazy. Delinquents, you don't know this, but I just like stopped my podcast for like 30 seconds. But through the magic of editing, you didn't know it. Because my brain is playing tricks on me. I have a notification sound for like the emails on my work phone. And I thought I heard it. I'm going insane. You guys ever do that? Like, you have a certain notification, and you're it's like Pavlov's fucking dog. Stop it. the sound goes off, stop all of what you're doing, and fucking, you know, address that. My God. That's sad. It's sad. It's fucking sad. Oh, my God. I don't know, guys. I don't know. Oh, I can't believe I just did that. I'm shaking my freaking head at myself. Man. That Death to America thing really pisses me off. I mean, I expect it from Iran, Middle Eastern, Sharia law countries. Because they hate us, because they hate us. You know what I'm saying? But that's the death to America, and you're in America. Oof. Followed up with the ever popular death to Israel is another one that's popping off. If you guys think having this open border or this illegal immigration isn't a problem when the majority of these people are middle-aged men, and a lot of them now are like Chinese, that's a problem. Don't you find it odd that Rashida Tlaib's district is like 100% is like all Muslim? If I was openly Jewish in Dearborn, Michigan, I might get assaulted. I mean, I wish I would. Oh, I would make an example out of whoever was stupid enough to do something like that. But anyone else, you know, you can't be Jewish in Dearborn, Michigan. Isn't that insane? You're gonna get in trouble. Like, you're not allowed to be Jewish anymore. That's weird. You're going to be attacked for being Jewish. Being Jewish is bad now. Being Jewish is frowned upon. Oh, no, I don't have anything about Jews. I have things. I just don't like Zionists. Just shut the fuck up. Just tell me you're anti-Semitic without telling me you're anti-Semitic. I don't have anything against Jewish people. It's just the Zionism. Okay, dude. Okay. Because the first thing you would assume when I tell you that I'm Jewish is that you hate me. Because you'd automatically correlate that to Israel and Zionism, and man, oh my God. How is that any different than saying, you know, I have nothing against black people. I'm just against those thugs, you know? Those thugs. Yeah, tell me you're racist without telling me you're racist. Or when you start a sentence like, I'm not racist, but I'm not anti-Semitic. But Israel is, you know, Israel's committing a genocide. Meh. Israel is doing more than any freaking Western culture has ever done in the history of all the wars that we've ever been in. Could you imagine if we're sitting there just beating Germany's ass in World War II and we're like, oh, humanitarian aid, let's bring it in for the, you know, the German women and children and the civilian. We didn't do that. No one did that. Israel's expected to do that? Oh, they're killing children, they're killing people. Welcome to war, bitch. The people that you elected? Yeah. Those people attacked Israel on October 7th. And then y'all danced in the street. Remember that? Good times, huh? This is the response. This is what you get. Your ideals, your Sharia law, your hate, the reason you have dead children, it's because of your thought processes, okay? And you think it's bad? You think it's bad now? Wait till Trump's back in office. We're gonna bring you all to fucking heel really quick. And you can sit there and you can be like, oh, this isn't fair. Why are you doing this? You don't have the right to do this. We can do whatever the fuck we want. And you can sit there and you can cry about it. But you're not going to do anything about it. Why? Because we'll fucking humble you. Peace through strength. There's no peace right now because y'all want to run your fucking mouths with ignorant bullshit, screaming death to America in America, or attacking the Western way of life, or coming into our country, the Western way of life, our culture, not assimilating. Waving your stupid fucking flags and saying death to America and you're anti-American? and you chose to come here and chose to, we will fucking floor you. We will bleed you out. We'll bleed your fucking children out. If you want war, we'll bring it. Because war is war. And you don't have what it takes to take us on. You're lucky Joe Biden's in office right now. It would be 10 times worse. If Donald Trump was in office, there would be air support in Israel right now. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. You don't fuck with our allies. But Joe Biden's not an ally of Israel. He's an ally of Iran. And that's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. I went off on an angry tangent there. But I wish you the best of Tuesdays, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll see you next time. Love you. Bye.